Yeah, we were talking about last week the mitzvah of Sfirat Hayom. I just wanted to finish up a few points. We had mentioned the Machlokes Tosfos and the Rambam. If Sfira Bisman Hazeh is Drabonan, or Sfira Bisman Hazeh is the Araisa. Tosfos and most Rishonim say that Sfira Bisman Hazeh is Drabonan. The Rambam is a Das Yochid, who says Sfira Bisman Hazeh is the Araisa. I mentioned the 13th, which I'll get to in a few minutes. I just want to give you the makor for this machlekes. The Gemara in Menachos says the following: Mitzvah lemimnei yomei, u'mitzvah lemimnei shavui. That in the mitzvah of Sfiras Ha'omer, you must count both the days and the weeks. The Gemara then says, Ameimar is in Amayra. Ameimar mane yame volai mane shavuye. Ameimar only counted yamim. Ameimar did not count shavuos at all. Why? Kivan. Shezecher l'miktash, since Bisman Hazeh, Sviras Ha'omer is only a Zecher l'miktash, so he says, Al Zecher l'miktash, I only do Yamim and not Shavuos. That itself will need an explanation. I'll give you a shot for that shortly. So the Machlokes Rishonim is the following. Ameimar, who only counted days and not weeks, explicitly states that Sfira Bisman Hazeh is Zecher L'Mikdash. The question is, we don't paskin like a Meimar. We vadai count days and weeks. So how do you learn why we count days and weeks? So Tosfos learns like this. Tosfos learns the statement of a Meimar that Zecher L'Mikdash is not only true according to a Meimar, it's even true like the Tanakhama. The only machlokes is the Tanakhama says we bow to Zecher L'Mikdash. We do exactly like Mikdash. And Ameimer says, as Zechel and Mikdash, you only do Yomim and not Shavuos. But both of them agree to the central idea that Sphere is Zechel and Mikdash. That's Tosfos. The Rambam learns, no, it is only Ameimer who says you do Yomim and not Shavuos that holds Zechel and Mikdash. But the Chachamim that say Yamim and Shavuos, that's going to be a Dairaisa. And since the Halacha is like the Chachamim, Zakta Rambam, Sfira is going to be the Dairaisa. So the Machlokes Rishonim is how to understand the Machlokes in the Gemara between the Chachamim and Ameimer. Right? Because Ameimer Vadai says, and Ameimer there's no ambiguity. Ameimar Vadai says, what? Right, Ameimar Vadai says that the Chiyav is only Zecher L'Mikdash, but Ameimar is the one that says only Yamim and not Shavuos, which means if you have Yamim and Shavuos, the Rambam says it's the Araisa. And,
it's just a discussion of how, for what to be the word, we're
doing Zecher L'Mikdash, how to do Zecher L'Mikdash. That's correct. Heard you touch this, that'll be the Machlokes. Now, of course, the question becomes, okay, let's just ask ourselves, what's the pshat in Ameimer? I mean, normally, in other words, Ameimer is also made of Isman HaMikdash, you have to count Yamim Rishvus. Like, you have to count Yamim Rishvus. So if Ameimer holds, you have to count Yamim Rishvus, when there is a Mikdash, Mehechi Tesi, that when it's a Zecher L'Mikdash, you would do less. I mean, what is the logic of doing less because it's Zecher L'Mikdash? So the Svas Emes says the following idea. Svas Emes has Chidushim. This is not on Chumash. Svas Emes has Chidushim on Shas, including Seder Kutchim. The Svas Emes in Maseches Menachos says the following idea. He tainas that the only time we do a mitzvah zecher l'mikdash is only when the Torah itself connects the mitzvah textually to the Beis HaMikdash. Lulav is a very good example. Right? Lulav min HaTorah, outside of the mikdash, is only Yom Rishon. Because it says, U'lakachtem lachem b'yayim ha-rishayim, priyetz hador. But then it says, U'smachtem lifnei Hashem aleikechem shivas yamim. But when you're lifnei Hashem aleikechem, you do it for 7 days, and that's for mikdash. Right? U'smachtem lifnei Hashem aleikechem shivas yamim. So what is the Mishnah saying in Rosh Hashanah? Mishecharav ha-mikdash, Tikein Rabbi Yechanan ben Zakkai, that the lulav should be taken 7 days zecher l'mikdash. Zakta Svas Emes, we do a mitzvah zecher l'mikdash because the Torah itself connects the mitzvah to the mikdash. Now, by Sviras Ha'aymer, here's the Nekuda. We have two different psukim for Sviras Ha'aymer. One is in Parshas Emor, and one is in Parshas Re'eh. Parshas Emor is the well-known pasuk that some people say every night before, if you say the Hineni Muchan Mezuman, which the Nevi Yehuda didn't like, but Hineni Muchan Mezuman. So what do we say? U'svartem lachem mimacharas haShabbos. You start counting the day after Pesach. Miyayim ha'viyachem es omer ha'tnufa. From the day that you bring the Omer, in other words, it's linked to an Avedas HaMikdash, Sheva Shabbosais Temimais Tihiena Ad Mimacharas HaShabbos HaShviyis Tisperu Chamishim Yom. Now, this pasuk is a little difficult, because let me ask you this. This pasuk does mention counting 50 days, which means 49 days, up to the 50th day. But it also mentions Sheva Shabbosais Tamimais. Is this pasuk teaching me days and weeks? Or is this pasuk only teaching me days? The Svas Emes actually says, grammatically, the pasuk is only teaching you days. It's not teaching you weeks. And the reason is because the verb of Tzivoy, the verb of action, is Tisperu Chamishim Yom. The words Sheva Shabbosais Tamimais Tihiena is the duration of how long you are to count 50 days. That the mitzvah of counting 50 days should last 7 weeks. That pasuk itself is not the mechayev of weeks. That pasuk is the mechayev of days. How do I know weeks? Zakta Svas Emes, I don't know weeks at all from the pasuk in Emor. I only know weeks from the pasuk in Re'eh, where it says b'feirish, Shiva Shavuos Tispar Lach, you shall count 7 weeks, Mehachel Chermesh Bakama, from the time that the sickle harvests the grain, which is around Pesach time. So now here's the interesting point. You will notice, where it gets a little tricky, you will notice that in Parshas Re'eh, the mitzvah of weeks is not linked to an Avedas HaMikdash. Well, you might have said, well, if anything, therefore, maybe that means weeks is Doraisa. So apparently Chazal understood that on one hand, all of Sviras HaOmer, like most Rishonim, is Toloi on the Korban. But since it's only days that is explicitly linked to the Mikdash, the Zecher LeMikdash only picks up what is explicitly Mechubri to the Mikdash. It does not pick up rituals that are not explicitly Mechubri. That's how the Svas Emes knows. In other words, it's a little tricky because, once again, you might have argued, well, if weeks is not linked to the Mikdash, then Pumpaker, it should become more important. Make that the Oraisa. We're not saying that. We're saying all of Svira is Zecher LeMikdash. And when we're talking about, according to Amemar Svara, What should you pick up?
The Sfas Yemes says,
a Meimar Svara is, you only pick up that which is explicitly linked, and that's only Yamin, that is not Shavuot. Right. Now,
the Chachamim... What's the story behind that whole Sfas Yemes in general? Why should a link, direct link,
well, because
the exact thing, and the non-direct link is somehow...
No, because the Torah itself connects it to the Mikdash, so Mimela, when you do it, you're thinking of the Mikdash. You're thinking of what the Torah connected it to. Now, the Chachamim who say you count days and weeks, like most Rishonim, they also say Strabanan, and they disagree with the Svar. They say Zecher LeMikdash will apply even when it's not linked. But according to the Rambam, they may agree with that Svar in Zecher LeMikdash, but they maintain that it's Deraisa. So how you learn the Chachamim, you're going to have those two ways. So that this is the Svara of the Svasims. Okay. Now, there is a third Shita. And the third Shita, I mentioned it very quickly, but now I want to be Marach in it a little bit. The third Shita is Rabbeinu Yeruchim. Rabbeinu Yeruchim, by the way, whenever you see a Rishon that's called Rabbeinu, that actually means there was a certain Chashivas in that Rishon. And Rabbeinu Yeruchim was a Talmud of the Rush. He wrote some Sifrei Halacha before the Shulchan Aruch, and actually before the Torah, and the Torah and the Beis Yosef quote Rabbeinu Yeruchim hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of times. So Rabbeinu Yeruchim is considered to really be one of the Iker Paiskim. Tremendous Chaval, the Chidar already points out that in Rabbeinu Yeruchim's Svarim, for reasons the Hashgacha cause that we don't understand, were filled with Shibushim and Ta'usim in terms of the puss and everything else. But now, Baruch Hashem, like many things, they printed new editions of Rabbeinu Yeruchim's Svarim that are correct. It's really a tremendous hatava. Maybe it's because, you know, because we're a generation that is so rachak min haTorah, if a sefer is hard to learn, we don't learn it at all. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates situations where Svarim become much easier to learn because we correct the mistakes. They do it the Prima Gadim, the Torah now, the new Torah, you know, the Torah just phenomenal. It's like, you know, you wonder how they did it in the olden days. The answer is in the olden days when there would be Yagei of the Torah, so whatever. whatever it was, they did. But Rabbeinu Yeruchim's Svarim, when the Chidah was already made, are filled with Teluyas, but nevertheless, Rabbeinu Yeruchim is one of the real G'dayli HaRishayim, G'dayli HaPaiskin. And Rabbeinu Yeruchim says the following, and L'chayra, I did not see Rabbeinu Yeruchim inside, I only saw it brought down in the Beit Yosef. L'chayra, the Gemara in Menachos is B'feirush Estira Din. He says like this. He says, we Paskin like the Rambam, that Sphira is the Araisa, but only Sphira of Yamim is the Araisa. Svira of Shavuos, we do, but that's only a Zecher LeMikdash. Now, that's clearly not like a Meimar, right? A Meimar said exactly the opposite. A Meimar said, Yamim is Zecher LeMikdash, and we don't do Shavuos at all. Right, so he's not going in a Meimar. Right? A Meimar said, Yamim is Zecher LeMikdash, and Shavuos not at all. Rabbeinu Yeruchim is saying, we do Yamim and Shavuos, but Yamim is the Araisa, and Shavuos is Zecher LeMikdash. So clearly he's not going like a Meimar, but he's learning in the Chachamim that you count Yamim and Shavuos, Yamim is the Araisa, and Shavuos is Zecher LeMikdash. What type of svara is that? Where do you get that svara? I mean, if anything, the Sfas Emes showed us, right? The Sfas Emes gave us a svara that if anything is going to be Zecher LeMikdash, it ought to be Yamim and not Shavuos. Here, he Bedavka says, it's Shavuos that's Zecher LeMikdash. And again, he's clearly not going with Ameimar, but he's explaining the Chachamim. So here, there are two svaras that are given for Rabbeinu Yeruchim. One is textual, and one is logical. The textual is going to be pumpaket from the Svas Emes. Pumpaket. The Svas Emes explains that the pasuk in Emor only teaches you days and doesn't teach you weeks. And the only pasuk that teaches you weeks is Parshas Re'eh. That was the Svas Emes. The svara that is given for Rabbeinu Yerucham is Emor teaches you both. How do you look at that? Because you look at Sheva Shabbosais Tamimais Tiyena as the Chiyuv of weeks, and Tisbru Chamish Yom Yoyin is the Chiyuv of days. So that's the first point, which is totally different than the Svas Emes. Now, if you accept that Emor teaches you both weeks and days, you can now see the following idea. It is weeks that is connected to the Omer, not days, because it says, Usvartzem lachem mimacharas ha-shabas miyom haviyachem es aimer ha-tnifa. Like you start from the Omer, Sheva Shabbosais Tamimais Tiyena. Esnachta. According to Rabbeinu Yerucham, until the Esnachta, the Torah is mechayev you to count 7 weeks from the day you bring the Omer. That's why Shavuos Bizman Hazeh is only Zecher LeMikdash. After the Esnachta, Ad Mimacharas HaShabbos HaShviyas Tisbru Chamishim Yom, it's not connected. And the snacht is a semicolon. So the second half of the pasuk is not connected from the yom haviyachem esomer atnufa. But you see, this depends on rejecting the Svas Emes, because if you learn like the Svas Emes, that this pasuk is not picking up Shavuos at all, you're not able to make that chiluk. But if you say the pasuk is picking up Shavuos, it's shayach to have that esnacht. And so that would be the textual limit. That Shavuos is totally, now what's the Svarah? Okay, that will be another thing I'll tell you in a moment. But textually, there is a makom to say that it's the Shavuos that is totally on the Omer and not the Yomim. Now, the Or Sameach, familiar name, the Or Sameach offers another explanation for Rabbeinu Yerucham, and he says there's an explanation in Svarah for Rabbeinu Yerucham. And he says the Svarah is like this. The Torah requires that you count between Pesach and Shavuos. So what the Torah is mechayev you to do is, the Torah is mechayev you to count towards the holiday of Shavuos in the units of the holiday. Count towards Shavuos in the units of Shavuos. What are the units of Shavuos? So Shavuos is a two-faced Yom Tov. As a Chag, that's Asur B'Melacha, except for Eichel Nefesh, Shavuos is one day. But there's another aspect in which Shavuos as a Regel is actually 7 days. Because what's the Halacha with an Eilas Re'iyah? Right? I'm a Chayiv to be Eilas Regel and bring an Eilas Re'iyah. If I don't bring my Eilas Re'iyah the first day, I can bring it for 6 more days except for Shabbos. And even though those days are not a Yom Tov, but the Gemara says, you're Makish, Shavuos to Pesach, just like Pesach has 7 days, Shavuos has 7 days, and the Gemara asks, why aren't you Makish to Sukkot? Because an Eilas Re'iyah can be brought on Shmini Atzeres, and the Gemara says, Tafasta Meruba Le Tafasta. If you're not sure if the Hekesh is 7 or 8, you know you got 7, you can't go to 8. And that's why, even Bizman Hazeh, the Minhag in many places is, we don't say Tachanun for 6 days after Shavuos, huh? Huh? No. Pesach is 7 days. That's it. There's no Yisru Chag. You cannot bring a Chagigah or an Ayla Sariya. I mean, you can bring a Kunadava. I can always bring an Ayla any day of the year. But I am not Mekayim the Mitzvah. I'm not Mekayim the Mitzvah of Ayla Sariya unless I bring it no later than the 7th day of Pesach. Yeah, that's a separate law. That's not because, that's correct. That's because, We don't say tachin in the homeland of Nisa. That anyway, you're not going to do. Yisru Chag.
It's an
Indian of Yisru Chag, but it is not a hamshacha of an Eilas Re'iyah. Now, in Chutzlar, it's a little confusing, actually. If you have the meaning of not saying tachanun for 6 days, is it 6 days from Yom Tov Sheni or 6 days? The machlok is, so people, people always like to be makel and don't say tachanun as much as they can get away with, but it's not so pleasant. Many people say you only have 6 days from the first day, not 6 days from the second day. Okay. But
the whole reason of the point of tachanun is because the zayin of all three.
That's right. That's correct.
That's the only reason.
For Shavuos, yeah, absolutely. For
Why
Nisa,
would there be any tzad to have it after the second day? Because the Yom Yomarichta, so then it becomes, but it's still 7 days.
Well, because if in Chutzlaaretz we are mechuyev to be machzik the second day as a suffix, so the same way we're machzik at l'chumra, we can be machzik at l'kula. Maybe it's yamta. In other words, it's the same svar.
Still, you end on. It's a different issue, though. The only issue is it's a different issue just all three, just 7 days. It's really just 7 days.
No, but I understand that. But the issue is that if the second day is yamta, you would have 6 days from the second day to bring your
Israel. Right.
But be it as it may, it turns out this Man HaMikdash, Shavuos, has a bifurcated aspect. Shavuos is a one-day chag, and Shavuos is a seven-day chag. That is why you need Sviras Yamin and Sviras Shavuos. Sviras, because I count up to Shavuos based on the units of Shavuos. Bisman hazeh, Rabbeinu Yeruchim, Zakti Yor Sameach, Shavuos is only a one-day chag, because we don't have an Eilas Re'iyah. Memela, the Doraisa is to count Yamin, and the Shavuos is only a Zecher L'Mikdash. Which means, according to Rabbeinu Yeruchim, it's a tremendous chiddush, the way the Yor Sameach learns, what makes Shavuos Rabbanan is not because it's totally on the Korban Ha'Omer. On that, we actually pass from like the Rambam, but it's not totally on the Korban HaOmer. But since you don't have an Eilas Re'iyah Bisman HaZeh, there's no reason to count Sviras Shavuos. Right? So this is the Hesber of Rabbeinu Yeruchim, both a textual Hesber, which is not like the Sfas Emes, and a Svara in terms of Yamin and Shavuos in that way. Okay. Now, as I mentioned, we do not pass like Rabbeinu Yeruchim. In fact, we don't pass like Rambam either. In the Ikar Adin, we pass in that Sfira Bizman HaZeh is Rabbanan. But the only thing is that L'chatchila we try to be machmir like Rambam in terms of not trying not to count until Seisak Rechavin, not relying on Bein HaShemashes, but we are not mechalik between Yanim and Shavuos. But I'm not sure if I mentioned it. I think there's a shtickle, Zecher, so to speak, so Rabbeinu Yeruchim, in the way the Eidut HaMizrach counts the Omer. Because otherwise it's hard to understand this. Let's say it's day 18, right? So the way they count it is Hayom Shemona Asar Yom Ba'Omer Sheheim Shnei Shavuos V'Arba Yamin. That's different than we do, right? We count the days, the weeks, and then say at the end, Ba'Omer or La'Omer. I'll talk about that little shinoi in a moment. Why do they stick Ba'omer or La'omer after the days before the weeks? Perhaps there's a remis, I don't know, even though we don't paskin that way. But maybe the nusach was miyusin to give deference to the shita that since Yamim is the Araisa and Shavuos is not the Araisa, so B'chiyai Gavna, you put the Ba'omer after the Yamim to show that that first part is the Doraisa and the second part is only a Drabanan. Zecher and Mikdash. That might be the site of that mystical that I wasn't able to confirm if that was the case. By the way, Ba'aymer and La'aymer, again, it's interesting. It seems to be, I hear more people say La'aymer. So it's a little inconsistent here. I think in the yeshiva, more people say La'aymer than Ba'aymer. But the minhag hagra is to say ba'aymer, so it's a little strange that Yerushalayim follows minhag hagra, and yet the nusach of la'aymer is more prevalent even in the yeshivas. So really, it could be like this. It really could be. This might explain why we don't why people say la'aymer. That is, lo'aymer means this is X number of days, lo'aymer to the aymer, meaning the aymer is an event, from the aymer to the aymer. Meaning to say, the aymer refers to the hakrava of the korban. That would imply it's a zecher l'mikdash. This is X number of days from the time that we would have brought the aymer. Which implies, in other words, that shvira is totally on korban ha'aymer, which would mean b'zman hazeh drabanan. Ba'aymer means the omer period. You're just calling it a period, and you're not connecting it to a korban, and that might be the nisach of the d'oraisa. So ba'aymer might imply like the Rambam. So the question is, you have to be mind, what was the Rambam's girsa? I'm sorry, I don't remember right now. I don't know if we have a Mishnah Torah. So the Gra was spacious for Doraisa, that's why he said Ba'aymer. Yeah. Or at least that's what I'm saying. He didn't make the connection explicitly. But according to what we're saying, the way we could... let me put it this way. If the Rambam says La'aymer, then I'm wrong. If the Rambam says Ba'aymer, maybe I'm right. It's not a proof either. I don't have a proof. I can't prove that I'm right, but I can prove that I'm wrong. No, I don't mean that. No, which would be in the first chalak of Abba, Sefer Abba, the Rambam as a sitter. No, I don't mean to say. Whatever you say is fine. If you say Lamer Baimer, you're Vada Yaisa, that's not the issue. I just mean to say that the Gra says it's better to say Baimer, because if it's the Oraisa, Baimer is the right Nesach. Huh? Yes, it's a better Nesach. But Avada, it does not affect whether you're Yaisa the Mitzvah. That certainly is not going to be a problem. I mean, some people say both. Some people actually do say both. But that's a heater. There's certainly no ikka in this. So let's see the Russian here. Yeah, the Rambam has the Seder Tfilas Kol Hashana, just a long block of a sitter. Hopefully we can find it here. He doesn't have Sphira Simer here, so I have to say something. Yeah. That's what I'm suggesting. I didn't see this one. In other words, what I'm saying is, if you hold this Rabbanan, La'aymer would be the better Nesach.
The Sephara makes sense for you. You should erase it.
That's why the Gra would say Ba'aymer. Well, you can look at it both ways. Even though it's not a psul, but if something might be a deraisa, so it's better to imply in your nusach it might be a deraisa. I don't see where that Sphira Simer here at all. This is for Shmona Esrei for Shabbos and Yom Tov during the week. He has Vidoy. And he has Berachas HaMazon. Again, I'll try to check in this one. Maybe in the... Okay, I'll check in this one.
Between the Orsameh and the... Or is it the... Does it make it to be between the period of the Amr and the Torah? So putting the.
That's a very excellent. That's a very excellent nekuda. That's a very excellent nekuda. If we were bizeicha to the binyan havayas between Pesach and Shavuos, according to Rabbeinu Yeruchim, we would be mechuyev in sviras Shavuos min hatayra, because now we're going to have a Shavuos. That's a possible swara, but the argument against that would be that because of tamimais, so to speak, if you weren't chayek with that for the first test, I don't know, but that's possible. Bashayinkin, if I learn that, like the first pshat, that because Shavuos is totally on the Eimer, there's no chiyuv, so that would be totally on the beginning. And then that, you know, did you bring an Eimer? Yeah, that's a good enough gemina. Yeah. So this is again. So these are the three shitas for gabei the inyan of Shmiras Eimer. Now let me just mention another thing, really a bit of a digression. That is, the Torah conditions the mitzvah on mimacharas Shabbos, and Chazal u'makavel that Shabbos means Pesach, which is an usher b'malacha, and macharas is the next day, which is the second day of Pesach. So the Eben Ezra asks, why doesn't the Torah say mimacharas Pesach? To avoid the ambiguity. So the Eben Ezra gives a Pasha Teretz. The Eben Ezra says, Pesach B'Loshan HaTorah is not the 15th of Nisan. Pesach B'Loshan HaTorah is the 14th of Nisan, when they brought the Korban Pesach. So if the Torah would have said, you start counting the Omer, Mimacharas HaPesach, that actually would have meant you start counting the Omer on the 15th. Because Pesach is the 14th, Mimacharas Pesach is the 15th. Therefore, the Torah had to say, Mimacharas Shabbos, because Shabbos is a day that you can't do Malacha, that would mean the 15th, so Macharas is the 16th. This is what the Eben Ezra says, and he has a 100% great raya, because in Parshas Masai, when the Torah describes when the Jews left Mitzrayim, it says, Mimacharas HaPesach Yatsu B'nei Yisrael. Now the Jews left Mitzrayim on the 15th of Nisan at the crack of dawn. And that's called Mimacharas HaPesach. So Zuck the Eben Ezra, it's Mukhrach, that Mimacharas HaPesach would have meant the 15th. And that's why the Torah had to say Mimacharas HaShabbos. So I just want to bring out that Taisus in Rosh Hashanah asks a very interesting kasha. Actually, it's interesting. This, I don't want to say the only place in Shas, because I'm not a bucky in every Taisus in Shas, but it's the only one I know of where the Eben Ezra is quoted as asking a kasha through Rabbeinu Tam. So at least we know they knew each other. The Eben Ezra asked Rabbeinu Tam, there's a stira between two psukim. What does Pesach mean? In Parshas Masai, it says, Mimacharas HaPesach Yasu B'nei Yisrael. Bnei Yisrael left Mimacharas HaPesach, which means, in other words, the 15th. Pesach is the 14th, Shechitas HaPesach, and the 15th is always called Chag HaMatzos. That's fine. Now, in Sefer Yehoshua, it says when they crossed the Yarden, after Moshe Rabbeinu's death, they crossed the Yarden on the 10th of Nisan, etc., and it says, Vayeichlu me'avor ha'aretz, because the month lasted for a while, they ate from the grain of Eretz Yisrael, mimacharas ha'pesach. They did not eat from the grain of Eretz Yisrael until mimacharas ha'pesach. The Gemara explains that they couldn't eat from the grain they encountered in Eretz Yisrael because it was chadash, and there was not yet a hakravas ha'omer. So they couldn't eat the grain till they were makriv the chada, the makriv the aimer, which is the second day of Pesach, and that day is called mimacharas haPesach, because if mimacharas haPesach means the 15th, they weren't makriv the aimer yet. Elamai, the Eben Ezra says, in that pasuk it's mukhrach that Pesach meant the 15th, and mimacharas haPesach means the 16th, and they ate because they were makriv the aimer. So, prek the Eben Ezra to Rabbeinu Tam. What does Pesach mean? Does Pesach mean Yodalid and Macharas means Tesvav? Or does Pesach mean Tesvav and Machras means Tesai. Stira between the Chumash and Sefer Yeshua. Zephrek, the Eben Ezra to Rabbeinu Tam. So Rabbeinu Tam's own teretz is Lashon Taira Lechud, Lashon Neviim Lechud. He says that in the Lashon HaTaira, Pesach is Yud Dalet, and Macharas HaPesach is Tes Vav. But by the Neviim already, it's like we talk. Right? When we say Pesach, we mean the 15th, right? So the Lashon HaNeviim already referred to the Yom Tov of Pesach as Tes Vav, and the Macharas is Chud. So Rabbeinu Tam says, Einachinami. The words Pesach are inconsistent. In Parshas Masai, it meant Yudalid. In Sefer Yoshua, it meant Teswav, Pesach, the day of the Yom Tov of Pesach. But the Nevi'im don't have to use their vocabulary in the same way. Now, the emphasis is it's Takashver. Good, they don't have to, but there would normally have to be a reason. Why change just to change? So the emphasis, the Negev Yehuda, gives a very different. The Nevi is a very different mahalach. Native Yehuda wants the timer like this. We know, of course, that by Klal Yisrael, we say Hayayim Haylech Achar Halayim, that a day begins at night. A day begins at night, and that's derived indeed from Vayhi Erev Vayhi Boker. But it's brought down that even though that pasuk is referring to Brias Ha'olam, Native Yehuda wants to say it didn't become operative as a halacha for Am Yisrael until Matan Torah. At Matan Torah, that pasuk was nimshur to Klal Yisrael that they're mechuyev to start from the night. But kaidem Matan Torah, zakt Native Yehuda, it's halayla holech achar hayayim. And indeed, for B'nai Nayach, it remained that way. So, memela, zakt Native Yehuda like this. There, in fact, is a consistent definition. Pesach does not mean the day you shecht the Pesach, but it means the day you eat the Pesach. Now, when do you eat the Pesach? You eat the Pesach the night following your Dalet. Now, one second. In Mitzrayim Gufa, which is before Matan Torah, the night following Yudalit was actually still Yudalit. After Matan Torah, the night following Yudalit became Tesvav. So Memela, because after Matan Torah, we change our calibration, and we say, Halayla, Hayayim Haylech, Achar Halayla. Memela, Yitain is like this. From the perspective of the Yidden leaving Mitzrayim, the night they ate the Pesach was Yudalit. They left the next morning. Mimacharas haPesach yasu b'nei Yisrael. But from the perspective of the Jews, who are already in Eretz Yisrael in the time of Yeshua ben Nun, the night of Yudalit was already Tesvav, and therefore the day after their achilas Pesach would have been Tesayim. You see that's what he said. He basically says the following. If you accept the idea that Pesach means not the day you shech the Pesach, but the day you eat the Pesach, then whether Mimacharas HaPesach is the 16th or is the 15th will depend on Hayom Holech Achar Halayla or Halayla Holech Achar Halayla. By the way, this you cite that before Matan Torah, we say Hayom Halech, Halayla Halech Achar Hayayim, and for B'nai Nayach it remained that way. This is a famous teretz they give on Kasha, the Haflag is it, some say this Rebbe, says that we say that Avraham Avinu kept the whole Torah Shalom Nitna. So the whole question, how is he allowed to keep Shabbos? A guy Shabbos Chayav Misa, a guy is not allowed to keep Shabbos. So Avraham could be Machmer and put on tefillin and keep kosher, but how could he keep Shabbos? Also, Ben Nayach, he's not allowed to keep Shabbat. So there are a lot of answers. This is a very, very famous Kasha. Goy Shabbos Chayav Misa. Avraham Avinu had a dinner with Ben Nayach. At least the Chumra. He couldn't not keep the Noahide laws. So one teretz that's given is he wore tzitzis. if a goy wears tzitzis on Shabbos, he is a mechalel Shabbos, because for a goy there's no mitzvah of tzitzis, and therefore it's not a malbush. So as a Jew, he did something that wouldn't be chilul Shabbos, and as a goy, he did something that is chilul Shabbos. Right? That's one thing. But the Haflas Taylor is that the definition of Shabbos for B'nai Noach, and the emphasis...
How do they bring Shabbos over in Tetsu?
Because a goy, the Tetsu's are not a Malbush, so Haitzah.
Oh, no,
it's Haitzah. Right. There's no Arab, right? It didn't have an Arab, right? Or, that's the old joke, the old story about the very Haredi guy who was learning for Geiris, and he's learning all day at Shabbos, and he said, hey, you know, you got to be Michal Shabbos, what are you doing? He says, well, yeah, I carry in your Erev, you know, so that way I'm Yotzei my Chilul Shabbos. But okay, so the thing is that the Hafla wants to say that the definition of Shabbos for a Ben Noach, and that's even today, not only Kodesh Matan Torah, is Saturday and Saturday night. Friday night does not have the status of Shabbos. So Memela Avram Avinu did Malacha Maitzei Shabbos. So I'll say Goy, he didn't keep the definition of Shabbos. I'll say Yid, he kept Shabbos. Now the emphasis is, the Hafla wants to say that even Bizman Hazeh, that would apply to a Ben Noach. That's very, very true. But the Negev Yehuda is not making the chiluk between Bnei Noach and Avizal, he's making the chiluk between Kaidah Matan Torah and Achar Matan Torah. So you can get the same Torah.
I'm not doing this.
Or Mora.
The days of
what was Maybe it says the definition of when a day starts changed at Matan Torah. That's what he says.
For what? So it changed from when? It changed from a night to a day to a whole day.
Instead of day night, it became night day. But in Avraham Avinu's time, it was day night. So Memela, he kept Shabbos in the Tzura that Am Yisrael would keep it. But he violated the Shabbos as it existed at the time. And this is the Negev Yehuda's knowledge. I think the Hafla brings that also as a teretz. Either here or the Chassam Sefer. The Hafla was the Chassam Sefer's Rebbe. Chassam Sefer was very mekusher to his Rebbeim. He had two great Rebbeim. One is Rav Nosson Adler, who left us nothing in writing at all. Maybe a few words here and there. Then we have the Hafla, who left us quite a lot to write. Chassam Sefer was mekusher to both. By the way, just apropos of nothing, but just something. Maral, people ask who the Maral's rebbe's were. We have no record of it at all. It has been posited, which is really phenomenal. Maral had no rebbe at all. Maral was a self-made gadol, which is quite unusual. Although we have, you could say, Rabbi Yashiv, we have certain gadolim who, obviously they talk to people at lunch, but they did not spend years of learning with a particular rebbe. Rabbi Yashiv, the Chazanish, were kind of self-made in that way. But for the Maral to be not having any identifiable rebbe is really kind of an amazing thing.
We
don't have a record, but he also never refers to it. Right? Chassam Sefer refers to his Rebbeim many, many times. Maral never mentions that. They say his Rebbe was Chazal. Chazal was his Rebbe. There was a direct Rebbe from Chazal Duva. I guess that's a pretty good Rebbe, but okay. Alrighty, meanwhile, we'll get to.
One reason why they call Shabbos Haggadah is that we kept Shabbos from the night before, and including most of Shabbos, we kept the Chumr.
Oh, we took the Chumr above.
I don't know how it was.
A long Shabbos.
Well,
it could be by the time we were given the Tzivayim of Pesach, we already were Nichnas.
It's
a Matzah Tayyaz. It's not clear Matzah Tayyaz B'diyuk or.